Base 7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener, and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
We'd like to welcome you to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and we are almost into the new year. And what we're trying to do this morning is to get you to learn a little bit about some of the great tropical plants, flowering plants. In the first hour, we talk about hanging plants and all the different varieties. In the second hour, we talked about flowering plants, and this hour we are going to talk about floor plants, plants that will get to be good size, not in a little forage pot that sits on your windowsill, but something that's 8, 10, 12, 14 inch and larger to give you some height, to give you some great foliage, and to create interest in your home. And just so that you can have something that's green on these cold winter days, let it snow all at once outside, let it be cold, you're inside, and you're in a tropical environment. And a lot of the plants that we've talked about today help to purify the air and clean the air and get all of the toxic gases that's in our furniture, in our cleaning products, and it just makes it easier for you to breathe if you have plants in your home. And remember, if you're going to buy tropical plants and it's cold, number one, pay for the plant. Tell them you want it wrapped. If they can't wrap it, then you don't want it. It's as simple as that. It's going to make it easier for you to handle in the car and to get it in and out of your home and the car and the business. Number two is while they're wrapping it and getting it ready for you to bring it home, you're going to go in the car and you're going to start it. You're going to get that heat cranked up full blast because the greenhouse is probably 70. Your home is probably 70. And in the middle of winter, the outside, depending on where you live, could be below zero to freezing. And you don't want to chill your plants and get them off to a bad start. So always preheat. Always make sure the plant is wrapped from top to bottom. And never pick a plant that's near a door that's opening and closing continuously, because it's getting a draft on it. And it's just a matter of time before it falls apart in your home, and you're paying good money, and you don't want that to happen. Okay, let's start with the Schefflera, one of the easiest plants to take care of. And it's a plant that has leaflets, not one big leaf, but a combination of leaf, of little leaves called leaflets, and the leaf itself looks like your fingers on your hand. And it comes in solid green, and the new variety comes in green and yellow. Now, your standard Schefflera is a great plant, and it will hit your ceiling in time. It will get 7-8 feet tall. The excuse me, the leaflet itself on your standard shift layer could be a foot or more in width with 5 to 7 little leaflets on it. And it's a very easy to take care of plant. It doesn't have to have any direct sun on it, just bright light. And no major insect diseases. And just easy and beautiful to look at. Now, there is the variegated variety that will grow in the neighborhood of 3 to 4 feet. And then there is the dwarf schefflera. They will get up around 2 to 3 feet, straight green, grows like a mushroom cap, and is really, really pretty and dense. Your standard one is the more upright, more tree shape, and open, while your variegated and your dwarf varieties are very dense and you can't see through them. But the old-fashioned ones, you can see through it. It's pretty, and it's easy to take care of. And it's one of the standards, especially if you're new with houseplants. The Dracaena. Now, you've all planted Dracaena in a whiskey barrel, in a window box. That's what they call a spike. And it's a single stem with a whorl of leaves that come around it. That's a Dracaena spike. Well, there's a Dracaena that has dark green foliage, and there's also a Dracaena with variegated foliage, and it's called a corn plant because the foliage looks like the leaves of a corn plant. And they're medium to dark green with a little bit of yellow in it and big, thick stems. The stems themselves could be 2 inches or even 3 inches in diameter with this kind of two or three shoots of foliage that looks like a corn leaf. Very easy. It will take lower amounts of light than the schefflera, but it's easy to take care of. And you can buy them so that one plant is, let's say, 2 feet tall, 1'3", 1'4", 1'5", all variations, so that you've got foliage all over at different height and different levels. And this is a plant that, like we were talking in the first hour, if you live in the city and your corn plant all of a sudden starts to get brown edges on the leaves, it's like it's drying out, but only on the edges and on the tip. It's because you live in an area where your water is treated with fluoride for your teeth. So, what do? You get a pitcher or a watering can. You fill it with water the night before. You let it sit in your countertop. And in the morning, little bubbles will have attached themselves on the inner wall of your container. Take a spoon, wooden, so you don't break it if it's glass. Stir it all up and agitate it. And all those bubbles will come to the surface. They'll burst open. They'll release the fluoride gas. And when you water, your leaves won't get brown. So that's a good tip for you. So spider plants and the corn plant or the Dracaena corn plant don't like fluoride. And just by letting it sit overnight, the gas will escape. Now, another good plant, again, you try to grow plants, they don't do well for you, the fiddle leaf fig. It's a coarse plant, rough-looking plant. Big leaves, though, probably twice the size of the palm of your hand, but easy to take care of. Medium light to full sun. Gets big. I mean, it'll go right up to the ceiling. And has a lot of character. And it's something in the right place. It will look good. And you can think of Adam and Eve with the fig leaves on it. And make up any kind of story that you want. But it's a good, easy to take care of plant. Now, the original, the number one selling big plant was the philodendron split leaf. And it has a heart-shaped leaf, sometimes a foot in height. And the leaf is all split. It has like notches taken out of the leaf. And I'll tell you why and when you will have the notches. Because the notches are not in every leaf, only at certain times of the year.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking about some floor plants that will give your house a little character and fill in an empty corner or give you some color, give you that tropical look, greenhouse feel, add humidity to your home. And the original plant that everybody started with, and you know, do you know who is responsible for having tropical plants in the northern part of the country? You know, if you live in Maine, if you lived in Maine 50 years ago, you probably didn't have a lot of tropical plants. Even if you lived in New York or Delaware or Maryland, because it was just too cold. And the person that's responsible for us having tropical plants in all our homes, no matter where we live, is the man that started the 5 and 10 cent store. Do you believe that? The man that started the 5 and 10 cent store is the man who brought tropical plants from the south, from Florida, into the northeast, into Minnesota, Michigan, into the Dakotas, all over the country. And he started with the Hartley philodendron, the spider plant, and the big plant that he brought up was the split leaf philodendron. And it's just grown from there. Well, if you have a split leaf philodendron, I want you to look at the leaves. Some of the leaves will have 3, 4, or 5, looks like somebody took a bite out of it. An elongated notch chewed right out of it. Some leaves are perfectly normal, no notches in it. And I'll tell you a story. Now, the reason that they split is the humidity at the time of the year that the leaf is made. So during the summer, the split leaf philodendron in your house will split all by itself. In the winter, when the heat is on, or if you have forced hot air, there's no humidity, and the leaves that form do not split. Now look at your plant, and you'll see that there are areas with splits and areas with not. And the ones with no splits, develop during the winter when the heat was on. So, miss the plant, and you'll have more splits, more notches, more character. Now, if you like the split-leaf philodendron, and a lot of people will grow them, it's really a vine. It will climb up a tree in the jungle, and it will attach itself to the trunk of the tree and go up 100 feet in the air. When we grow it on a piece of bark, like a slab of bark, just to make it look pretty. If you don't like that height and you like the philodendrons because they're easy to grow, there's a mushroom shape plant called Philodendron Xanadu. That's Xanadu. And it's an elongated leaf, about a foot long, with all kinds of little notches cut into it. Really pretty. Grows in a mound, about 3 feet tall, easy to grow, dark, dark green color. And I know that you will love that if you want something in that 3 to 4 foot range. But it's like the split leaf, but with a lot more character. Now, if you've got a sunny spot and you want something that will tolerate it, there is a plant that's for you. It's called the Aralia. Aralia. And it's almost a reddish black leaf, very narrow, grows on a stem about the thickness of a ballpoint pen with a leaf that fans out of several leaflets. Great color called Aralia. And boy, does it have character. Almost like a bonsai plant. Oriental in appearance. You'll love it. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we are helping you to decorate your home, to create a jungle-like appearance, build humidity in your air to make you feel better, to clean out all of the gases that don't belong in here because your windows are tight. And a lot of these plants will do that for you. Now, one of the easiest plants to take care of, and it's been around for as long as we've had tropical plants, is the rubber plant. Great big leaf, about a foot long, oval in shape, very stiff, and dark green, and grows on thick stems, usually 3, 4, 5 stems to a pot, and they'll get all the way up to the ceiling. They have one problem. They don't like to be overwatered. So if you've got a rubber plant and all of a sudden the leaves start to turn yellow, or you're trying to shine them up a little bit and the leaves fall, you're giving them too much water. If you can pull the plant out of the pot and look at the roots should be creamy white in color. If they're brown or black, you're giving them too much water. And a rubber plant, if you give it too much water, will lose the lower leaves and they'll slowly work its way up the plant. So take your finger, go down, push it into the pot, 2 to 3 knuckles. If the soil feels moist, leave it alone. Give it some water next week. Plants in big pots can go longer without water than plants in smaller containers. Okay? So go easy on the water. You'll love the rubber plant. It's got great color, easy to take care of, moderate light to full sun, gets big. And if you've got a good size rubber plant in a big pot, buy some English ivy. Plant the English ivy in the pot with the rubber plant and let the English ivy climb up the stems. You'll love the character that it gives it. Okay. Now, you've got medium light. You know, you're getting some good light, but no really hot sun. You want something different with character, maybe even some big leaves. There's a family of plants called the Diffenbachia. And Diffenbachia will have a leaf sometimes 2 to 3 feet, depending on the variety. And there are a lot of varieties. And Diffenbachia normally has a medium to dark green leaf, but it has white coloration or yellow or cream coloration or two tones of green in the leaf. And they will need medium light to bright light, but they don't want full sun. They would rather be away from a sunny window in a corner. They'll do great. Beautiful foliage, intricate, and again, there are a lot of new varieties, different textures, different size leaves, and you can buy different bacchia that has a leaf about 6 inches in length to 1 to 3 feet. Just depends on the variety and the color. Now, the more white in the leaf, the more delicate. So, if you're good with plants, try it. If you're not so good, get a variety that has less white and more green, and you'll have better results. Now, if you're going to dark out, or you need a plant for a north-facing window, here's a plant for you. Great name. Cast iron plant. It's also called Aspidistra, and it has a leaf similar to the Diffenbachia. Big leaf, kind of stiff and upright growing, while the Diffenbachia is more weeping, but the leaf on the cast iron does not get as big as the Diffenbachia. But the cast iron plant will grow. If you have an office and you don't have a window, cast iron plant. It does great. And just go easy on the water. And it will do well. They even use it in bars. Now, speaking of a plant that doesn't need a lot of light, the snake plant. Snake plant you've all seen. You've seen them in bars. You've seen them in clubs. Looks like a sword, grows straight up in a clump with many leaves, but it's in the shape of a sword. And some are straight green, some are green with a yellow edge, and then some are green with a variegated center, kind of mottled looking. And there's even a dwarf that's in the shape of a bird's nest. You can't kill this. Believe me, you cannot kill it. When I graduated from college, my professor, who was in charge of my class, we all got together because he had no plants in his office. And on the day that we graduated, we bought him a 5-gallon snake plant. We gave him a jug of water. And we said, we're going to be back in a year. We want to make sure this plant survives. Don't kill it. And he didn't. His name was Dr. Goddard. And because of us giving him that and him teaching us about all these tropical plants we've been talking about today, he actually wrote a little book and he developed kind of a slide rule for watering plants. And it was a good teacher, taught us a lot. But the snake plant, you cannot kill this. So Aspidistra for snake. Now, if you're getting a little bit more light, but no direct sun, and you want something good, Aglaonemia. And it's also called a Chinese evergreen plant. It's oval-shaped leaves, grows in a mound, and all kinds of color variation, even silver. So there's greens, many shades of greens, some yellows, some reds, and silver. And they're oval, and they don't require a lot of light, and they're really easy to take care of. And I know you will love this particular plant. Now, if you want a tree in your house, the best tree-shaped plant that we have is called a Norfolk Island Pine. And a lot of people will buy these at this time of the year. And you'll see them in greenhouses. And some of the growers will put a string of lights on them. And it looks like a little tree. But if you're ever in Florida and you see a Norfolk Island Pine, it will blow your mind. Because a lot of you see a Norfolk Island Pine in the 10-inch pot, maybe a little bit bigger, and it will grow maybe up to 6-7 feet with medium green foliage, very soft, and easy to take care of, but it does not like wet feet, so go easy on the water, okay? But in Florida, where you don't have a frost, it will get up to be about, 25 to 35 feet tall and about a foot in diameter trunk. Beautiful. But as a house plant, the Norfolk Island Pine is an easy one to take care of, but it's got to have some decent light on it. It likes to be repotted every 2 or 3 years. It likes to be fed on a monthly basis. And yes, at Christmas, put the little LED lights on it, some red bows, and you've got an instant Christmas tree for somebody who has a small apartment, somebody who's older and doesn't want to put up with the mess of a cut Christmas tree in their home. The Norfolk Island Pine. Now, we have to talk about one plant. I like it, but it can be a lot of work for some of you, called a ficus. Ficus is in the top 2 or 3 plants sold across the country. Oval-shaped leaves. They do wonderful in a nice, brightly lit room or a sunny window. They do great outside on a deck or a porch or a patio. But if you're going to put it outside for the summer, which is okay because it will grow like crazy, it has to come in to your house before you turn on the furnace, before you shut the windows for the year. And the sooner you bring it in, so I would say early September, the ficus has to come in, go near a sunny window, and even under the best conditions, your ficus will probably drop 20% of the foliage. It will readjust to the light in your room, unless you're putting it in front of a sliding glass door, then you probably won't lose as many leaves. But if you've got curtains, you're going to lose some foliage. It will shed for a couple of weeks. It will stop. The new leaves that form will be accustomed to the environment in your home, and the plant will do well. And ficus, you can buy them as a bush or a tree, a single stem tree. You can even buy some that are braided, where they take three or four young plants about the size of your finger, and they braid them. And as it grows, they continue to braid them into the shape of a tree with a braid. I've even seen them where they've braided them, and in the braid they've put in golf balls. And it really looks neat. But ficus is a good plant and easy to take care of. But remember, if you're going to put it outside, it has to come in before you shut the windows so that the plant can adjust to the changes of light but still have humidity with the windows open and before the heat turns on. If you bring it in, and you turn on the heat and you shut the windows, in 2 weeks, you're in for a surprise because there's going to be shedding going on.
Need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com. or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Welcome to the Paul Perry Garden Club on this Sunday morning. Getting ready for the new year, and we've been talking plants this morning. First, hanging baskets. Second hour, flowering plants. Third hour, we're talking about floor plants. And we've got a few more for you. Now, palms. Palms are great plants. They need bright light. Okay, you can't put them in a dark room. I don't know whoever said that palms need low light. They've got to have some decent light. Otherwise, they're going to dry out. And they're going to fall apart, and they're going to be gone before you know it. So if you've got a low-light area, the palm is not the plant for you. It's got to have some good light and some direct sun. There's a lot of different varieties. If the one that will take the most neglect is called the Kentia palm. But there's a lot of other varieties with a lot of unique characteristics that you will love. One of my favorite is called the ponytail palm. And when you look at the top of your pot, looks like there's a ball sitting in the soil with a stem coming out. And then the leaves look like the dracaena. Long strapped leaves, but it looks like it's in a ponytail. And it's got a lot of character, kind of neat looking. And I know that you'll love it. And you can buy small ones. You don't have to buy great big ones. But the ponytail palm you'll like. You really will like that plant. There is another plant that I like called the croton. And when you first see it, you're going to say, oh, Paul, this thing is gorgeous. It's got orange, yellow, red, pink, purple dots all over the foliage. The foliage is dark green. But this is what you got to say to yourself. The croton is a plant that's got color. And any plant that's got a lot of color has got to have a lot of sun. So if you take that croton, you bring it home, and you put it in the north-facing window where it just gets good light, the colored spots on it will slowly fade and fade and fade, and then the whole plant turns green. So put it in a sunny window. It has to be in a sunny window to do good. Now, another great plant that I love is the jade. And you can buy big jade plants. You can start with a small one. And jade plants are like a cactus almost. Not quite. And they'll get big. And if you want to see something unique, bring your plant in late September. So try and keep it outside, but when they call for a frost, bring it in. And if the day is going to be nice out, put it back out. And keep playing that game with the jade plant. When the weather gets cold, bring it in, put it in the south facing window, and keep it right near the glass, as close to the glass without touching it as possible. And then once a week, spin the plant so that the side that's facing the window is now going to face inside the house. And you do that all winter long. And what's going to happen is it's going to flower. I don't think many of you have ever seen a jade flower. I had a beauty. I had one that was 3 feet tall, 3 feet wide, and I did exactly that. And on Christmas, it was covered with clusters of tiny pink stars. It was gorgeous. The following year, followed the same rules. I left it on my deck. We went on vacation. It rained every day. It sat in a saucer. The roots rotted and my plant died. I was devastated. So now I got a new one. It's going to take a long time, but it's going to grow. So watch the drainage and enjoy the flowers.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate, to make more glutathione, is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.